Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, July 29th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Seven of Pentacles, and this is another one from one of my favorite decks, the Sawyer's Path Tarot by artist Jamie Sawyer. You can look her up on both Facebook and Instagram, I believe. Oh my goodness, what have we got going on today? We had yesterday's new moon in Leo with a station in Jupiter. And I'm just wondering, because this is a card that could be some rewards. And of course, yesterday's new moon was trine Jupiter. Something's going on, people. The moon is still in Leo today. It will square with Mars, with Uranus, and conjunct Mercury. Overall, I want to stick with the last one, okay, to be honest. But, you know, it is what it is. We always have our moody people and our unexpected events. Today's card relates in a couple of different ways that I can see here. It is a card of assessment. It is a card of, you know, planting seeds at, you know, this new moon, which is, like I said, it's a good one, and it's a good time to be, you know, setting intentions for the coming 6 months. Now, today, Mercury is going to square the North Node. I don't always bring it up here, but, you know, I wanted to try to remember, especially since we're right at the end of the month and I feel like there's some important things going on, especially in a couple days. Boy, we got a lot to talk about when we get to the end of the month. See, it isn't over till it's over, okay? You might, with this, like when it comes to your thoughts and your words, you know, maybe feeling like not everybody's on board, all right? Not everybody gets you. They don't have to, all right? Don't worry about any of that. Just know that, you know, you're doing what you're doing for you, and that's what's important. So I always relate this card to, like, the Garden of Life. And, you know, we make room for the things that need to flourish, and we need to tend to them as well, right? You can't just plant a seed and walk off and leave it and think that's the end of it. And I do believe that seeds that are planted now, projects which are initiated at this new moon, can really bring some wonderful things for you down the line. It doesn't always happen immediately, you know, in the terms of, you know, gardening. You know, like if you're growing vegetables, most things take a good 90 days. Just, you know, if you set your mind to that and say, okay, I'll give myself 3 months to see what's going on. Over the course of time, you know, you tend to your project, you give it life, fertilize it, right? You water it. What do? To make it grow, to make it happen. Now, Jupiter is, like I said, just sitting there because it stationed retrograde yesterday through November 23rd, which is going to be a very, very key date for many of you. And it's in a powerful state. It's in the sign of Aries right now. Well, what do you want to do? What kind of gifts are there? What kind of rewards are there? Stay tuned, because there's a lot more to this story in the next couple of days, all right? I just want you to be aware. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're assessing, you need to gather a little more info, I think. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.